Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Friday, March 17th, and it's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we'll be on page 68, the second paragraph, Perhaps There Is a Better Way, ending with To Match Calamity with Serenity. We'll be studying that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Karen W., the 12 Traditions, Davalyn E., and the readers of the text are Jordan L., Elaine B., and Veronica C. And the share ID for Thursday, March 16th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,057. That's 20057. And for Friday, March 17th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,063. That's 20063. And our newcomer greeter will be Reggie O, and the announcements person is Robin P. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behavior and behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Karen W. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Mo. This is Karen W., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. And here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to God, over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'll pass.
And thank you, Karen W., and I will now ask Davalyn E. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Davalyn. Star 1, Davalyn, to unmute. Can't hear you.
My apologies, Mo. I hit the wrong number and got the long speech. My apologies. This is Davalyn E., compulsive overeater, living joyfully and gratefully in recovery in Manitoba, Canada. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities pass.
And thank you, Davelin E. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we are resuming our study of the Big Book on page 68, and we're second paragraph down. Perhaps there is a better way, and ending with to match calamity with serenity. And I will now ask Jordan L. to get us started. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. So perhaps there is a better way. We think so. For we are now on a different basis. The basis of trusting and relying upon God. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. We're in the world, we are in the world to play the role he assigns, just to the extent that we do as we think he would have us and humbly rely on him. Does he enable us to match calamity with serenity? There's a lot in there, huh? So kind of like starting with that first sentence, what the writers are talking about here is the fact that they have practiced this already. They have some experience with it. And so at this point in time, like they've practiced life both ways. They've practiced it on the basis of self-reliance, which it talked about in the previous paragraph, and they've also now practiced it on this basis of trusting and relying upon God. And I love that. I love that it's like framed in the form of an experiment, because like that really is it, you know? My experience with trust and reliance is it's kind of like willingness, right? So a little bit of willingness when acted upon actually creates more willingness. And it's the same with this trust and reliance, a little bit of trust and reliance, when practiced in a particular situation actually creates like more trust and reliance for the next situation. So like these days, when I look at my own situation, I'm like, damn, I got a lot of trust and reliance for this higher power that I really had like a pretty sour relationship with 5 years ago when I came into Overeaters Anonymous and I started reading the big book with our wonderful Vision for You meeting here. So I really do. I have a different basis for life these days. Referring to the role that he assigns, that's going way back to step three, when we decided that God was the director and we're just going to be player number three or chorus number six or whatever it is, the role that we've been assigned. And what that enables in my life is for me to not panic, basically, out of fear. It enables me to frame a situation differently, in a very different manner than I was taught by the sort of like human resources of this world or physical resources of this world, and like really believe that, you know, like it can be different this time. Like we can walk through this situation in a different way and maybe have a different outcome on the other side. Which is very practical, and that's what I love about this program. So thanks for letting me share. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much, Jordan, for getting us started. I remind everybody, we're on page 68, the second paragraph down. Perhaps there is a better way, and it ends with to match calamity with serenity. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day, so that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on either Wednesday or Thursday, we ask that you skip today and come again on Monday. So who would like to share?
Io, Southern California.
Io.
Betsy O.
Betsy O.
Selena M.
Selena M.
Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Robin P.
Cynthia C.
Cynthia C.
Wiley L.
Say that again.
It's Wiley L.
W-Y-L. Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Everyone mute except Io. Io, we have Io, Betsy O, Selena M, Robin P, Cynthia, I didn't get your last initial, and Wiley. All right, Io. Give me your last initial.
Thank
and
you.
Where you're from.
Yeah. Yes, IOA, Southern California, compulsive overeater. Thank you, Mo, for your service. I just wanted to speak up today and claim my seat. I really need to do that. My sponsor talked to me about being visible, and I'm working on step two, which my sponsor has me writing about calamities, and it's so interesting how I'm discovering calamities have in the past caused me to be further and further and further from the Most High, my conception of a higher power. And I'm experiencing what I would consider a calamity right now in my life when I have like 19 days of abstinence, and I realized that what I want is for the Most High to leave me alone and let me work this program so I can work it perfectly and not let anything go wrong in my life that would be a distraction. And I feel like I just experienced like one of the biggest distractions, which is my body failing in some kind of way and it affecting my stomach. And whenever I have any kind of illness that affects my stomach, it makes me feel like I overate, which makes me feel like I want to go eat. But I just want to say that what I'm hearing in this program from people who work this program, who've developed a relationship with their higher power, who are experiencing a happy, joyous, and free life, is that they match calamity with serenity. So yesterday I was just praying, please help me surrender. Help me to not use this as an excuse to binge, to go off my program, to feel sorry for myself, but to remember what I'm hearing from people. And that is that calamity shouldn't be an excuse or a barrier between me and God, but it should be a bridge that I can use to surrender. So I just wanted to share that today I am, you know, in my prayer meditation, asking the Most High to just help me and hold me and remind me that this is just part of life, and that as I accept what's going on with me, He'll give me answers and suggestions of how to take the next step. Thank you for letting me share, and I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Io, for getting us, for being our first share. Next up is Bessie O, followed by Selena M. Bessie, did I get that right?
Yes, you did. This is Bessie O from Colorado. thank you for hearing me and for leading this morning. I love this passage, and there are certain passages from the big book that I just need to repeat over and over in my head. And this is the big one. We are in the world to play the role He assigns. I've heard someone else say in program that, you know, I am no longer in the outcomes business. And this passage just helps me over and over in my relationships. And so that I can, you know, so that I can show up as a good employee. I love when we read through step three, the different relationships, you know, that are, and the one that I can really identify with is, you know, God is my employer. I am the employee, because I really think I know what it means to be a good employee. You know, I go to work even if, you know, I may not feel like it. You know, I show up and I do my work, and sometimes I want to, you know, out of fear, like, oh, I got to get in there. You know, in fact, I did it this morning. I was asking my daughter about her schedule today, and she said, I'm not sure if I'm going to go to this thing. And I said, oh, I think you should, you know. And right away, I, you know, and she senses it. I know it. You know, I'm not staying in my lane. I'm not the controller. And it's such a relief that, I get such clear instructions and a community, surrounding me who struggles with this and, look to each other, you know, to help us get connected with our higher power and stay connected, because that's the whole point. But trusting, and relying on God rather me managing and fiddling and, you know, manipulating to get outcomes, it is infinitely better. And it's so true. When I wake up in the morning after, like I did this morning, after not going, you know, after not, you know, choosing the path of self-reliance, you know, trying to manipulate something last night, it was just like, yep, serenity, you know, and so I'm so grateful for this passage, and I can't wait to hear the other shares this morning. And thanks for hearing me, I pass.
Thank you, Bessie O. Next up is Selena M, followed by Robin P. Good morning, Selena.
Good morning, Mo. I'm Selena M., and I am from Alberta, Canada, and I am a compulsive overeater. Yes, I really liked this paragraph as well, and it reminds me of what my life was like before I came into program and before I got abstinent, where I just didn't really have a higher power. I didn't really know how to depend on anything greater than myself. And even it kind of goes back to step three, where I had to become willing to be willing. And once I did that, and things started playing out in my life. Like I didn't really know how things were going to play out. All I knew was that my life was unmanageable the way it was. And so I let go, and I did become willing to just do what was asked of me. And things just got better. And it made me see that I do have a higher power, and that when I do his will, then my life does get better. And so, you know, it's been a journey of really trying to live my life in a way that I can accept my higher power's guidance. So to me, what that's meant for me is making sure that I'm abstinent, that I'm not being my world and my view isn't being clouded by obsessions for certain foods, making sure that you know, I'm dealing with things like fears that I'm maybe having, or resentments that I'm having. I'm just currently working on my step four, and I discovered a fear that I had been having for a very long time. And it was so interesting that, you know, I didn't even do 6, 7, 8 or 5 to 9 yet, but just even seeing the fear and being able to acknowledge it and let it go, trust that everything will be okay. I felt so calm once I was able to walk through that. And so all of these blocks that I have that go in between me and my higher power are what makes me anxious, are what makes my life unmanageable. And when I can just let that stuff go, you know, and play, like it says, we are in the world to play the role he assigns. I will know what that role is when I can let go of the things that are blocking my connection with my higher power. And when I do that, my life is really good. It's really good. But I have work to do. And that's, you know, I'll talk, you know, also, but they talk about this being a program of action. I need to act in this program in order for me to find that serenity. And that action is abstinence. That action is working the steps. And it's a good life. So anyway, thanks everyone for your shares. And thanks, Mo, for your service. And
thank you very much, Selena M. from Canada. Robin P., followed by Cynthia. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks so much for your wonderful service. I'm Robin P., and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Ojochal, Costa Rica. This is definitely a better way. Self-reliance and reliance on food, always the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. And, you know, whenever I do a fear inventory now in step 10, 11, 12, you know, when I do that step 10, who would I be without the fear? I would be God's loving child. Because when I'm in fear, it's always self-reliance. It's always, how can I fix this? What's going to happen? And I am sensitive to electromagnetic field radiation with 5G, smart meter, cell towers, high tension power lines, Wi-Fi, the whole deal. And I can feel it. I'm just one of the lucky ones. Not that it's not good for anybody, but I can feel it going through the blood-brain barrier. And it's been the most painful part of my adulthood. And I'm 7 years abstinence by God's grace, and God just carries me, and this God reliance, praying and asking for help when something happens, or when I'm in pain. When we lived in the States, there were times when it was so painful for me. I had to sleep in the car with my husband by the ocean to get out of the field from all of everything. And it's been just such a faith walk. And at times it's felt excruciating. And God just keeps carrying me. And the other, we just moved into a new rental here in Ojochao, Costa Rica, and there somebody had put up 3 new antennas on the roof while we had while we were there. And my husband, I prayed, and my husband worked it through and just came up with a brilliant solution. And, you know, I just thought, wow, that was fast. And it's just God's grace. And when I surrender my will and my life over to the care of God, God takes care of me. And I do that pause, because if I do that first, I know I can know how to fix it. Oh, that's not good. And when I just take a breath and just I surrender, God, please help me. The answers come when my house is in order. So that's a promise, and it comes true. And those promises come true after step 9. They all come true. And I'm so grateful. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinence day. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Up next is Cynthia, followed by Wiley L. And after Wiley, I will take more names. Cynthia, give me the first initial of your last name and your state.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my name is Cynthia C., and I currently live in Florida. Ocala, Florida, newly transplant from Massachusetts. good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for being here this morning. I am just coming back from about a 6-month relapse, and you know, it was just perfect timing. Talk about no surprises. Is it odd or is it God? But you know, self-reliance, where does it get me, versus trusting and relying God? What is my experience with that? And it's, you know, it always works when I do that. And when I am in the food, or, you know, worrying about a move to another state and what am I going to have and what am I going to lose, when I'm worried about all that stuff that's blocking me from that higher power, I'm not trusting in that. I'm trusting in my self-reliance and people's self-reliance, places and things. And I loved what the speaker talked about. You know, the first speaker, everybody has said something wonderful, but, you know, willingness, I can have all the willingness in the world, but until I take an action, that creates more willingness. And then if I'm trusting and relying on God and taking the action around that, it creates more. So that is so true, and that has been my experience. And, you know, really, you know, letting go, and what is standing in my way? The food is, and I've been abstinent for a few days, and I'm ready to get going on the steps again, and know I need to do this like my hair's on fire, fast and furious. And it's, you know, again, the last speaker talked about fear, self-reliance. You know, if I trust and rely on God and then take an action that is based on that. And that for me today was getting on this meeting. I have been avoiding meetings because I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed, you know, like, and I know all of that, none of that serves us. So, you know, the thought came, I slept in this morning because I've been working and, you know, I needed to sleep in. I get bad down on myself about stuff like that too. So I missed the 7 a.m. meeting, and I haven't been to a vision meeting in a while. And all of a sudden the thought came, well, there's a 10 o'clock, get on that. So I, you know, I took the action, and I'm so grateful to be here. And thank you so much for being here, everybody. Thanks. That's all. Pass.
And thank you very much, Cynthia C. from Florida. And before I take Wiley, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 68. Perhaps there is a better way. I was second paragraph down. Perhaps there is a better way. And it ends with, to match calamity with serenity. And after Wiley, I will take another list of names. Good morning, Wiley. Please
Hey.
Tell us where you're from.
Good morning. This is Wiley L. From Vermont. Thank you so much. Okay, so this paragraph is one of my favorites, and it brings up 2 huge fears of mine that have been happening recently. One is mice, and then another is finance. But a few weeks ago in my, I'm in college in our dorm, we had a mouse problem and we had to set up a mouse and a mouse trap. And afterwards, you know, after the problem was solved or whatever, I realized I really could have been acting on a different basis. I was acting on the basis of calamity, like, you know, being a know-it-all. I was fearful, shrieking when I saw the mouse, blaming my messy roommates, like, for leaving food out. But I could have been on the basis of trusting and relying upon God. You know, I, as silly as it sounds, like, honoring this mouse, because for whatever reason, one of God's creatures is there to teach me a lesson. And then now it's funny, even as I'm talking about it, like my heart is racing with talking about finances. I've finally been able to get my first car, and I guess I just didn't realize how much I was getting into with paperwork and insurance. And, I can rely on two different bases. Like I can be terrified. I can be on the basis of calamity and wanting to blame everyone and everything for my situation, but I want to be on a different basis. I want to rely on my creator. I love that word, because my higher power creates love and peace and belonging and freedom, and I create calamity and confusion. And again, I can act on a different basis. I can be a consumer, a car owner, a roommate, a sister, a student, a whatever, who trusts and relies on God. That's not at all thanks to me. That's always thanks to this program, and God's timing is so good. I needed this paragraph, this meeting this morning, to remind me of that, because I know I'm victim to all the doubts that my disease can come up with, to tell me that I'm not a compulsive eater and that I don't need this program. So I'll just wrap up by saying thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. And with that, I pass.
And thank you, Wiley L. from Vermont. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared either on Wednesday or Thursday, we ask that you skip today and go to Monday. So I'll now take a list of names of those who'd like to share.
Linda P.
in Oregon.
California. Yeah, I heard Linda P. in California. After that. Who's that in California?
Larry G.
Stephanie L.
I got you, Larry. I got Jenny L.C. Wait a minute. Jenny L.C. Wait a minute. Jenny L.C.
Paige in
Larry
Oregon.
G. Who's in Oregon?
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Paige. In Oregon.
Okay, Paige.
Gabby.
Okay. All right, Gabby, I think we'll stop there. That might be too many. Okay, Elaine B., Gabby. That's all right. Paige
okay.
G., I think it was, and then Gabby. All right, Gabby D. All right,
yep.
Here we go. I got Linda P., Larry G., Penny L.C., Elaine B., Paige G., and Gabby D. Oh, I don't know how I did that, but I did it. All right, Linda P., you're up first, followed by Larry G.
Thank you. My name is Linda P., from Los Angeles, a recovering compulsive overeater. And this is such a powerful paragraph that I just really, really stuck out to me this morning. That I'm on a different basis of trusting, relying upon God instead of myself. And just the words for me, you know, infinite God versus my finite self, just to say that those words really helps to put me in a different spot. And I think of my finite self, I am bound to the rules of the, you know, of the world. Like I can only do so much. And I really, relied on myself to achieve goals, to do, you know, whatever I could. It kind of saved me for a lot of my life, and then it didn't. It just wreaked so much havoc and continues to do so if I let that rely on self. yet infinite God. You know, there's all the powers right there, but that power is not really available until I let go, you know, to what my higher power would have me do, what role I'm supposed to play. You know, am I there to, you know, get people to like me, or am I there to serve? I'm there to serve. And when I do that, the power is there. And that is just such a miracle that I'm very grateful for. So that is it. I will pass with that. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Linda P. from California. Up next is Larry G., followed by Penny L. C. Hey, good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Mo. So good to hear your voice. Yeah, my name is Larry G., and I am from California. Calamity does not have a chance against God. You know, calamity is just a boogeyman, a bully in disguise. And when I take God with me, calamity and chaos doesn't have a chance. This has been an interesting 12 months. I have faced a lot of calamity sober. My son is in the hospital. He's very sick. I have clients who come and go. I have a business that I have a contract with that lots of competing, warring interest. And then most recently, I bought a brand new car for the first time. I haven't owned a car since my AA birthday on August 2nd, 2019, when I totaled it. I bought this new car, brand new, payments for the first time, responsibilities, and it was terrifying, but I brought God with me into that dealership. And you know, I haven't been in a dealership for 2 or 3 years, and they had this cafe. It was the most amazing cafe. It had all the flour and sugar treats, caffeine treats that you could imagine was free. All I had to do was belly up the bar, and I could have had whatever I wanted. And it was stressful. But I went in there praying. My sponsor and I, she's on the phone today. My sponsor remembers that we talked about that and put together a spiritual course of action. I walked in there and treated the salespeople with respect. And then before I had to sign the paperwork, I was overcome with anxiety. And I walked into the bathroom, and there was no one there. And I don't mind getting on my knees. I got on my knees, and I begged God to show me the way. It was a scary situation for me because it's a lot of money. And I went and I got this message to call somebody in program. And I called somebody, and we worked it through. And I ended up buying that car. And it's been a great purchase. My family loves it. I love it. It has given me a new freedom that I haven't had in a while. But that was an example for me of calamity that could have easily turned into a 5,000 calorie day there. And not only that dealership, but all the way home, I would have been hitting all the crack house on the way home. I take God in my life today most of the time. And when I don't, I get reminded pretty quickly. It's been a joy to have God in my life. I don't have to have the answers anymore. I don't have to figure out how to dress in the morning. I don't have to figure out what to eat during the day. I listen for God. I put the choices down. I send a text to my sponsor, and I'm done with it. Anyway, I really love this call, this group. These talks today have been inspirational, and I pass back to you, Mo.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry G. Up next is Penny L.C., followed by Elaine B. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. And good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And was grateful to have the opportunity to share today. It was no mistake that we were talking about fears this week. And I ran into a very, very significant fear when I had done something that was not integrous and was actually dishonest by omission, you know, led a group of people that I was at with a meeting to believe that I had done something I had not done. And yet the problem was is that when I left that meeting, I felt awful.
my conscience inside was not in balance, and I knew it. I wrote about it, spoke to my sponsor about it, and she simply said, well, I think you know what to do, you know, and the amends was a form of a group email to everyone at that meeting, letting them know that my ego had gotten in the way. And boy, if it wasn't fearful to write that and to know that they were all going to be reading my truth. But I pushed send, and trusting and relying on God, knowing that this is what I needed to do to remove that blockage that I had been feeling. And it cleared my channel. And I was back in balance. I felt that relief as soon as I pushed send. And so it wasn't necessarily calamity, but it was ego showing up. And it did get matched with serenity. I felt at ease after taking care of that. So grateful to know that when I think about my role, what is my role to play? My role is to ask myself, what would God have me be? And then to be of service where possible, whether that's service to self or service to others. But then the promise is there. The promise is there that I will, if I rely on Him, if I rely on my higher power, then I will be given the gift of serenity. And I appreciate having that gift today and appreciate being able to share that with you. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you very much, Penny L.C. from Washington. Elaine B., followed by Paige G. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Mo and everybody. So here we are. We are in step four, and perhaps there's a better way. A better way than what? A better way than fear. A better way than self-reliance. A better way than our way, which ain't been working for us so well, or we wouldn't be here. So we've already turned our will and lives over the care of God in step three, but now we got to walk it. We got to hold on to what at first feels like a flimsy reed to prove and find out it is a powerful, loving hand of God. So we're here to build a new relationship, and we may have had a relationship like I did, but now it's new. Now it's hard stuff. Now we're facing our fears. We're facing the things that make us run to ease and comfort, trusting and relying upon God in all of these situations. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. My higher power knows everything about everybody, past, present, and future, and wants the best for me and for them. And I need to trust that if I let go of my self-reliance and I lean into God, fear is an invitation. I need more help. I don't have it all figured out. I don't have it all worked out. I get to lean into God to find out what is the role you assigned for me? What is the information I need to do? What is the action I need to take? Is it to do nothing? Is it to let go? And it's always to give it to God and let God write the script, write the plan for the show. I am here to play the role that God would have me do and humbly rely on Him. Every time I sense fear, when fear is knocking, it's time for me to be walking back to God and say, what's up? What do I do? How do I handle this? And that, to me, brings the serenity instead of the calamity. Back, self-reliance, got to figure this out, got to do this. Oh, no, what do I do? And so when that serenity comes, peace is returned. And again, I have another experience with this infinite, powerful, loving God. No longer a flimsy reed, now a firm grip. But the next fear that comes up, it may feel like a flimsy reed again. And I got to do this process over and over again, making that decision one day at a time, one fear at a time, one situation at a time, one mountain at a time, to trust and rely on infinite God. And those wonderful emotions of fear and my disturbances show me you are not in full reliance. You do not know what the plan is. You need extra help. You need your higher power on this. So please invite me in, because I will direct you and I will show you. a new way, like on page 100, it says that if we follow the dictates of a higher plan, things will come out better than anything we could have planned. And boy, do I have plans. Right. And even better, that's what I want. I pass. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Elaine B. Up next is Paige G, and if we have time, we'll fit in Gabby D. Good morning, Paige.
Hi, this is Paige L. It's actually Paige L in Oregon. Yes.
Sorry.
Hello, everyone. I'm a compulsive overeater in Southern Oregon, and working on my fourth step in another program, and this would be my second fourth step in this program. I came in when I was 18. It's always important to me to say that, and I have been finding abstinence and losing it since 2014. I was 18 in 1984, so there's the math. Perhaps there is a better way describes my story. I tried everything and then tried it a second time and a third time, and it was higher power working through a loved one who stopped me from dieting and binging. And I'm a good weight loser. I'm a good rule follower, but I'm not a good waiter. I don't like to wait. And that's what's jumping out at me is I don't have to have all the right words. I don't have to do it perfect. And I forget about that on a daily basis. I need a shot of literature or the meeting or a person with God coming through as a channel. I'm forgetting that I'm on a different basis and I have celiac disease, I have depression, anxiety runs in my family, and the disease will talk to me about how I can have foods that I used to be able to eat when I was abstinent before, but I can't have all the same things now. And trusting and relying on God hasn't been a problem in other areas, but this one, I just forget. I completely forget. And this meeting gets me out of bed. This meeting is what God wants me to do. And right now I'm doing a lot of resentment prayers as I write my fourth step, because I'm in the mire of it all and I need to be humble. I've heard so many good things this morning. There are big calamities happening. We had a death in the family. We had a job loss. We have two lawsuits in the family. But someone said, take care of myself is on the list. I'm learning to put myself on my inventory list and on my fourth step this time. And I'm also learning that I can be of service to myself as well as others, because I'm that person that wants to buy you a gift and clean your fridge and your life and fix you up and forget about me. Thank you so much for letting me share.
And thank you, Paige L. Gabby, I'm sorry we have run out of time, so come back please on Monday. Thank you, Paige. You're our last share. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Elaine B. please read that for us?
Yes, thank you so much. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows.
Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.